Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Tracy.
It's almost winter.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's still a full month until real winter, but I've got my blanket scarf on.
There you go. I had my toque on.
Yeah.
It's also good for bad hair days.
Excellent.
Yes.
Winter has its bonuses.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No bugs.
No bugs. Puffy coats.
Yeah.
Scarves.
Yeah.
Toques.
Big woolly socks.
That's right.
Nice.
Yes.
Makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to talk about, well, actually what we'd like everybody out there, all eight of our listeners to do, is to get out your winter calendar.
Yes.
Because we're going to talk about all the holiday events happening in and around Salmon Arm.
Either your device or your old-fashioned paper.
Yeah.
Datember, which I still rely upon.
Yeah.
I don't know if this happens to you, but usually when the first snow hits, like, say, the middle of December, I get all excited. Like, oh, my gosh, here it comes.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, well, don't be ridiculous. It's 6 weeks away.
Yeah.
What is the hurry?
Well,
and then next thing I know, it's December 20th, and I've missed all the good fun because I, right?
Because you got busy just doing regular stuff?
Yeah, because I got busy saying it was too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, it's not too soon.
It's not
time.
Too soon.
Yeah.
It's, and I think that activity, I mean, we've talked about this pretty much every year at this time of year, that when you have experiences, it enriches your life.
Yes.
It makes you connect with your people, mm-hmm. your family, your neighbors, your friends.
Yeah.
And so, do not let this opportunity for experiences, shared experiences, go by.
And I mean, if it's like anything, you kind of have to plan for it. And now is the time. I mean, some events have already happened. So today we thought we'd go over in as chronological order as possible of all the events. And there are dozens of them.
Yes.
And you can't go to them all. But for heaven's sakes, please pick something to enjoy a little bit of holiday cheer.
And there's what I always think too is that there's opportunities here to do something with people that you don't get a chance to spend much time with.
Yes.
You know, like if you like one of the first ones we're going to talk about is the White Light Studio Tour, right? That the Arts Council does. And this is a rare bird. It doesn't happen every year. It's about every 3 or 5 years. So this is a chance to do something with a friend who maybe you just never get to spend more than 5 minutes in the grocery store talking.
Yes.
Say, hey, let's go on this tour together.
Yes.
You visit a couple studios. You go have lunch together, you visit more studios, come back for the reception. And you've had all this time in the car to visit while you're zipping around at the studios.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. And it's like culture on steroids, you know? There's something almost every day, and we get to spend time with each other. And
and take your neighbor to one of the Christmas sales, right? Like one
or
of the
have
amazing
a cookie exchange with your girlfriends or, you know, like make those connections that people talk about
and
people remember.
Yeah. So think about the people that you really say, oh, man, I haven't seen you
since summer.
Never see
them.
Yeah. And do it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start.
Yes.
Okay, well, I already mentioned the studio tour.
Yes.
But that's
on Saturday.
It's this coming Saturday, so it's super quick, fast. So
and you can still buy tickets.
Yeah, tickets are $10 at the gallery and at Salmon Arm Stationery.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 12 studios on the tour
this
year.
Oh, my goodness. For $10, you can see all 12?
Yes.
Wow.
If you can pack it in.
And poke into the lives of those brilliant local artists.
So there's...
Marvelous.
10 like working studios and then 2 downtown places that are like interactive cool places to stop in, and Inclusive Arts is one of them. And she's doing a little take home project for all the tour participants.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to go to all 12.
You don't have
to. You just spend $10 and go to 2 places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite ones off the list. Right. And then at the end at 4 o'clock, we have a reception, an exclusive reception for all the ticket holders at the gallery.
Lovely.
And all of the artists have donated door prizes.
Yes.
So, I mean, with 12 artists on the tour and only, you know, anywhere between 30 and 50 tour participants, your chances of winning an awesome door prize are pretty
wonderful.
High.
Wonderful. And you know what else is, you know, those people on your list who have everything, who need nothing, who ask for world peace. they're great candidates for an early Christmas present. Here's $10. I bought you a pass and we're taking you for lunch and right?
Oh my gosh, that would be a lovely
gift. The grandmas, the mother-in-laws, the, you know, the aunties who help you out all year.
Yeah. That's a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. What a nice gift to give somebody.
And make memories, not stuff.
Yes. We're definitely in that era.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So also happening this Saturday is the end of our Art in the Attic online auction.
Okay.
So I wanted to throw that out there.
Again.
Because it's...
Great memories and...
Well, yeah. And
great
it's,
value.
It actually is a thing, but it's a thing that's been previously loved. So that's an important aspect. All of our members who have donated to Art in the Attic have loved their artwork and are ready to see it find a new home.
Yes.
So we are repurposing and
upcycling.
Yes.
Yes.
And that is on the 32auctions.com site. Mm-hmm. So it's 32auctions.com/artintheattic2018.
Yes. I've been. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got all the stuff.
Super easy to send you a note. Hey, yeah. Sorry, you've been outbid. Can you spend $5 more? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It's all for a good cause.
Exactly. And then it's also a Christmas gift idea.
And those are, I mean, this is not art that you buy at your local big box store. This is like real, meaningful, valuable stories you hang on your wall.
Yes.
Right?
And some of the artists, I mean, we're you know, they're local artists still, and they're, some of them are still here. Oh, some of them are not.
Beautiful pottery, and there's some craft buckets for your favorite little
supplies,
people who love to
yarn
make
bags.
Messes in the kitchen. You know, I can think of a few.
Yeah. And I just, like, I look at some of the little pieces of work that was done maybe 20, 25 years ago by some artists that I know right now. And I think, wow, look at that. They've changed so much. So here's an opportunity to get something that, you know, that they used to do.
Yes.
So, and and it is all set up at the back of the gallery just this week. So you can actually go and see the things
in real
life. Oh, yeah,
you can kind of go preview it. Because, sometimes the digital version doesn't.
Doesn't quite do it.
Yeah.
So Saturday at 9 o'clock, that ends November 24th. So yeah.
And then when do you find out? Right away?
Yeah.
And then you pay them?
You can pay. Yeah. You can do either.
Oh.
If you're on PayPal or you want to use your credit card, you can just pay right on the site.
Yeah.
Or you can come in when you pick up your work, come in and pay us. And we
pay
just mark
cash money.
Yep.
Excellent.
So we've got all the options.
Marvelous. Mm-hmm. Oh, exciting. Well, I've got my name in on one.
I know.
Keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well. Yep. This is like, this is when it gets exciting. The whole first 2 weeks of the auction, it's like, oh no, there's like three bids on you know, hardly anything.
Yes.
But then in the last 4 or 5 days, it's like,
isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Okay.
Great. So that's just two things
that's
on,
just
Saturday,
on Saturday,
and we're already like 8 minutes in.
Yeah.
So,
okay. We better scoot along.
Yes.
So, we also have the Dark Knights exhibition on. Do not miss Dark Knights exhibition. It was such a fabulous opening last week, and we're featured on the mothership.
Yes.
CBC came and did a little interview.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a couple of really awesome interactive pieces and all illuminated works. It's really, really super cool.
Mm-hmm. And it'll brighten up your dark November.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking forward to snow because it lightens everything up.
It does.
And it warms things up too because we're not, there's cold isn't bouncing off the
hard
and concrete.
And it's quieter.
Yes.
That's what I like. It all
it's lovely.
Softens.
It's like a big layer of insulation.
Yeah.
Yes.
A blankie.
But a visit to the gallery in the dark days of November will brighten your soul.
Yes. And we're open until 7 p.m. on Thursdays.
Right.
All through till the December 20th.
Like the big kid art galleries are.
Just like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The big kid art galleries.
All over the world. That's a thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. We're so grown up now.
There you go.
Yeah. And but also happening towards the end of November is the big brand launch.
Yes.
That's an activity that you can do that's super fun that's happening right around the same time as the downtown light up. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about.
Yeah. And that was a purposeful decision because we know that it's easier to get people to go to two things or
in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Rather than everybody wants their own separate event. But sometimes it's easier to pair up and say, hey, let's go here. And then when that's done, we'll go out and light up the Christmas tree. So
exactly.
And it is really about celebrating community.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told there will be goodies and prizes. So.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, if you're downtown.
Yeah. Friday afternoon.
Just do it.
Get there at 4:00. Presentation at 4:15 on the dot.
Yeah. At Selmar Classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so. And it's really, I think it's because it's a whole citywide thing with lots of businesses and organizations.
Oh my goodness.
And
yeah.
NPOs, the municipal government, everything is involved with this new brand.
Yeah.
We all got to get on board really quick, learn what we can do, what can, you know, how do we integrate this? How do we make sure we make the best possible, you know, situation out of it? And then, and run with it.
Plus, it's a great story.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of these people were involved with its creation, and it was a huge community research kind of event. Mm-hmm. So the product of it is not just this thing at the end,
right?
This visual thing.
Not even half of it. It's really about the story of
Right. And I think it's really an important opportunity to learn about the story on November 30th at the event. So 4 o'clock at Selmar Classic, and then the downtown light up also on Friday, November 30th.
Yeah, then we'll all spill out of there right at five, and then boom, they'll light up the big Christmas tree.
Yes. And I think there's a market in Askew between 2 and 5 that day too. So you can kind of go to the market and then you go over to the classic.
And try maybe some special Christmas products. And
And then have some popcorn after. Lovely. It'll be a really nice event.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah. So everybody book your November 30.
We're layering all these, all these things.
And this is all before December even starts.
And December hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then not to mention, so that's the beginning of the downtown Christmas campaign.
Right.
And there's dinner and a movie and there's breakfast with Santa.
Yep.
And then of course there's my personal favorite is the downtown trees.
Oh, yeah, the decorating the trees.
Which I think are little art projects on their own. So I have mine all sorted. I'm challenging my colleagues in the downtown core to step it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we always try to think of a, you know, a theme that goes with the art gallery.
Yes.
And we thought, I think 1 year we did colored pencils.
You did pencils.
Yeah. Hoping and telling people to come and take pencils and go color.
You can make little stars out of pencils because you have lots of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, maybe Santa will bring you some brand new pencils.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because we kind of go through them. Mm-hmm. Like we really go through our colored pencils. Whew, in our place. Family
Again,
Saturdays
could
and all.
Upcycle all the little bits.
We could.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's an idea.
Family Saturdays. Make a pencil ornament.
Yeah. Well, we have a big elves workshop on December. Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes.
Okay. So December 1st, the very next day after November 30th.
That's
so
a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. So Saturday, December 1st, there's a bunch of other stuff going on. One of them is the Spinners and Weavers sale.
Yes.
That's a big one that lots of people look forward to because all of the warm woolies come out and there's a lovely tea and they make all sorts of goodies.
I know. What is better than buying mittens? I don't think there's anything better.
And socks.
Mm-hmm.
I love socks. Mm-hmm. Did I mention socks? I really love socks.
Socks are good.
Yeah.
Socks are hard to knit too.
Yes.
In case you're trying to think, oh, I can just do that myself. No, don't start with socks.
It's easier to spend $20 and buy a nice pair of knitted socks.
Yes.
And have you seen that graph about level of happiness is on one axis and receiving socks for Christmas is on the other axis and your age and it goes
That's
up.
Right. The older you are, the...
Yeah.
Yes. The more wonderful receiving socks. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. Yeah. We get so excited.
It's a comfort thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And they often have like the choir, various choir groups come and do little impromptu performances at the Spinners and Weavers sale. So that's kind of nice. That's all at the big senior center.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about music and markets and.
Yeah. And it's really integrating that connection
theater
time.
Theater and.
Sit down, have some tea, eat, listen to the men's choir, you know, that kind of thing.
Maybe it's cultural enrichment season. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Yeah.
So that's also the December 1st. And then Film Society has a movie that night. What they had. Actually, Film Society has, that's a whole site you should get on, Shoots Up Film Society, and see what's coming up Saturdays and Wednesdays and just see.
Yeah, and they're so clever because they change their time from 7 to 5.
Yeah.
Because it's so much easier to go grab like a bite, go shopping, grab a bite to eat, catch a movie, and you're home before it's too late. Because I see meetings at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Unless you want me in my pajamas, I will not be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been really the person getting my jammy bottoms on is pretty much as soon as I get home from work.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get back out again. Today on Artscape, we are talking about the holiday calendar. And we're giving you lots of options to have wonderful connections and wonderful experiences this holiday season.
Absolutely.
Take your friends, take your neighbors, take some person that you haven't been able to spend enough time with lately.
Yeah,
and
you know,
do
you can
something.
Take like, say, for example, you have friends who have little kids. Maybe you can take the little kids.
Yeah.
So that mom and dad can have some quiet time to get some stuff done around the house. And
exactly.
What's more fun than taking other people's kids for a couple of hours and then dropping them off.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Here they go. They've crafted. Like, they're full of glue and glitter. Yes. They've had gingerbread and hot chocolate. They're all yours.
Have fun. Aren't you so grateful I took your kids for the afternoon?
I remember when the boys were little, even just 4 hours by myself to go in. Because it's not easy getting ready for the holidays or baking. Or I mean, they love to help and...
Yeah.
Which is great, except sometimes mom and dad just need a little bit of time to go and do their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And plus it's such a great thing to do with little kids.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have little kids in your life anymore.
Yeah.
Trust me, there's lots of little kids who could use a day out.
That's true.
Yeah.
So that's a nice thing to do. And of course, Family Saturdays is a great opportunity. You can grab some kid that, you know, you don't get to spend enough time with.
Yes.
Take them to Family Saturdays at the gallery.
Absolutely.
Boom, done.
Yeah.
Then and, did a pink cherry you know, across
kids
the street.
Never forget
good.
That. I mean, I remember being little, being taken places by the neighbors, you know, like the North Bay Public Library or some sort of Christmas event and thinking, oh, that was awesome. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, on that topic, we should probably talk about the Santa breakfast.
Yes.
So that's on Saturday, December 8th, and the Downtown Association organizes that. You can, I believe that it's still free, but you do have to book ahead.
Online. And also on December 1st, the Curling Club is hosting a breakfast with Santa. Santa's going to be around quite a bit, I think.
Santa does get around.
And all of the proceeds from that will go to the family said the Shuswap Family Center,
which has
just moved into a new building.
Yeah.
And renovating. So it should, because they, you know, the other thing that a lot of nonprofits do is they have their Christmas campaigns and it's an opportunity for us to spend, you know, to kind of give our dollars extra power, right?
Yeah.
So you can buy someone a thing at the store, or you can buy something for someone who really needs it. And then you get a good feeling and right.
Yeah.
I understand that the Shoestrop Family Center has their gift-giving campaign, so you can pick a tag. And again, I love buying toys. I got no kids to buy toys for anymore, so that's kind of exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they especially need things for teenagers.
Yes.
Because teens are hard to buy for.
They are very hard to buy for. Yeah. The gift card seems to be the
gift cards, or the new skateboard shop has some really cool stuff, some stickers, some...
For sure.
There's lots of opportunity, and you know, it feels good. It really does.
So that's usually up at Piccadilly Mall, right?
They have a number of locations
where you can
grab one of these tags and go. And then there's some communities of faith are doing things for seniors. I know last year we did there was a stocking. You could pick a stocking for someone and they'd sort of tell you what their interests were and you could go and get them something related to like reading or coffee or tea or chocolates or, and that feels good too. It does. Yeah. It really boosts your endorphins.
Yeah.
Which gets you through the winter.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's what we need. Mm-hmm. We talked about that, like getting through the winter. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you have to have strategies, things to look forward to, things that make it, you know, meaningful. I don't know. It's not just survival, right?
No.
We don't have to survive the cold anymore.
No, it's. I find it's like
it's
emotional.
Emotional survival.
Emotional vitamins.
Yeah.
Right? Because you do something nice for a total stranger and you get this great boost. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for your mood.
Yeah.
You sleep better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't be bah humbug.
No.
No.
Okay. So Santa's breakfast on December 8th.
Yes.
I still wanted to get on that because that's at Lakeside Manor. Following the Santa's breakfast, is the Elves
Workshop. Lakeside Manor?
Yes.
Fancy.
I know. Well, it used to be.
Oh, how fun.
And Bradbury's. And so now Bradbury's went away. Yeah. I think it'll be super fun. I certainly hope that they have a connection between kids
goodness.
And seniors, right? What a great intergenerational thing to do.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
And the kids get dressed up. It's absolutely adorable.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Santa's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So he sits there the whole time. So you get definitely a chance. It's not like a big lineup at the mall or anything. Right?
No.
Like you get a chance to talk to Santa.
Proper visit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Proper visit.
Yeah.
Just like with grandma.
Yeah.
A proper visit. So, and then following that is the special family Saturdays that we do called the Elves Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we do four creation stations. We have four elves in charge of four stations. We usually do a gift that the kids can make for somebody, a gift tag, a gift ornament or a tree ornament and something else. I can't remember. I always think it's a decoration of something.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's a really great opportunity to try lots of different media and you can spend like a solid hour there doing all these different crafts.
And you know, your kids can't order you stuff on Amazon.
No.
At least they shouldn't be able to. So
give
them that experience and let them wrap it up and right?
Well, and we have a special guest this year, the lady from Element, the body care stuff is coming to do peppermint bath bombs. I think that's what it is. But I mean, yeah, it's all like, you know, it's actually pretty upscale.
Yes.
Our Elves Workshop.
Yes. So it's kind of exciting. Kids love getting presents, but I think they actually like giving them more.
Yeah. And imagine being able to make your mom a bath bomb.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I think that's pretty awesome.
Epic.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and on the making gifts idea.
Yeah.
Is the, all the different creating workshops that are happening around the community. So you can
Sip and paint, the sip and sign, there's a lot of sipping involved as well. But, and you can learn to do all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like floral arrangements and wreaths. And
yes.
There's all these different things. I know Wildwood has projects at Wildwood Flower Emporium and then Tasty Acres, like all these places. Just go look.
Yes,
look
if online. Someone could teach me how to handle some boxwood and some cedar and
it's so not
because I'm so spazzy. I'm like, it's all over the place. It's making a mess. I don't know what to do with this.
But that's the wonderful thing about these things. Like you pay your whatever, it's like $25 or something. That's hardly anything. And then you go and you've just got all these materials and they say, okay, and we just start with this.
Well, you pay either way.
Step two, step three.
Right.
Oh,
or
yeah,
you could go to a local department store and buy something off the shelf that was shipped all the way from, you know, far, far away.
But I have to admit, having something fresh, having something fresh makes it better because it smells nice.
Yes.
You made it yourself. Mm-hmm. At the end of the season, it goes in the compost.
Yes.
You're done.
Yes.
You don't have a thing
back to the
store.
Earth. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that. Mm-hmm. So I think check out some of the things that the floral places are doing. Yeah. So that's fun. And it's an activity.
So give
your
Christmas budget a bit of muscle by,
you
know, because you can go for breakfast anywhere, or you can go for a breakfast with Santa and raise money for a group that's like it's like a double power hit.
Exactly.
So,
and a lot of these places are like that, like a lot of the events are run by nonprofits and they use the funds to then do more programs. So you're giving
exactly
a long time, like a lifelong gift.
And then the other thing the downtown has done, and I think they're doing it again, is the elfing, which
get
is
elfed.
You can just, you know, be randomly downtown supporting your local merchant, and boom, as someone in an elf, well, a real elf, I know her, she's elf-like in real life, gives you a gift certificate or, you know.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got elfed for the first time last year.
Did you?
Yeah, after like 4 years of elfing going on in the downtown, and I'm all over the place in the downtown. So I was wondering why I thought I was being targeted as unelfable.
Oh.
But turns out I'm not unelfable because I did get elfed last
year. Everybody is elfable.
It was in the back alley too. Oh, I know.
But it's like, it can be $50 of downtown dollars. It's a pretty good score.
Yeah.
And all just for being downtown.
Yeah. Just for hanging out in a store. You know what? Saying, I'm going to get a little
thing.
And
they usually post all the pictures on Facebook and the look on people's face. Like people love being given things.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's the gift giving season.
They're so happy.
Even if it's not a huge thing.
Oh, heavens.
It's like, it feels nice to just have somebody jump up to you with a big smile on their face and say, here.
Yeah.
Just
like
for you.
My tree is a giving tree.
Mm,
and
that's right.
I put little goodie bags with like Kleenex and toothpaste and chocolate mints, and
you're so generous.
But it makes me feel good. So I have like a little personal work bee, and I make up about 200 of these little bags, and every day I go, they're all gone. I get to go put more up, right?
Aww,
it's exciting.
Yeah, that's so nice.
And it's everybody can take them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And but most especially people who need them most,
for sure.
Yeah,
or people who just want a little something, something. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or know somebody who needs a little something.
Yes.
Something, can just, here you go.
Yeah.
Yes. Very nice. Okay. I also want to point out,
it's like a loop bag.
In case I,
best part, it's the best part of any birthday party is the loop bag, in my view. But anyway.
Because you like that little stuff.
Oh, my
little
goodness,
packages of little things. So before I don't want to skip this part. Shoes Up Theater is partnering with the Sass Sullivan Acting 11 and 12 class.
Oh, marvelous.
For their Christmas production. That's going to be at Shoes Up Theater from December 6th to 16th. They're doing the classic Santa's Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh my, epic. Yeah,
I know. It's like every year you got to go.
Move over, Nutcracker.
So apparently somehow zombies have found their way to the North Pole.
Yes.
And so the, you know, action ensues from there. So it's just, exciting because it is.
What is not Christmassy about that?
I know, right?
Yes.
Because
awesome.
I think it's just a fun mashup, right? Like you just get to bring all these different elements together, people who haven't worked together before into this fun partnership collaboration and make a new story. It's just, I think it's wonderful.
I mean, it's a tradition of Shuswap Theater. They have a Christmas. Yeah,
the Christmas pantomime.
Pantomime.
So maybe, this year it's just like, let's try something new. You know, they're always at trying stuff. That's what people in the arts do. They try stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's directed by Gloria Cox and lots of people love her dearly.
Oh, of course. Yes.
So that's happening December 6th to 16th. And you can get your tickets actually on shuswaptheater.com.
Yes.
On their website. Speaking of tickets to things, now would be the time to get your tickets for Caravan Farm Theater.
Yes, because that is... That always sells out.
Yeah.
It's a
compacted kind of time frame. It only goes from December 11th to 31st. And this year it's Sedna. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, they're talk about collaboration. They're in partnership with Urban Inc., which is a Vancouver theater company. And they're doing a retelling of the Inuit story of the goddess of the Arctic. So it's a really intensely beautiful production filled with music, masks, and life-size puppets.
And? You get to have a sleigh ride at the same time.
It's Sleigh Ride Theater. It's such a beautiful experience.
Oh, my goodness. And it's dark, and it's so beautiful out there. And there's usually a big roaring campfire and hot chocolate. And it's magical.
It's
like being in your own personal... you know, Christmas in
a snow globe.
Snow globe. Thank you. It's a little bit like.
And it is like.
Charades. It's a thing and you shake it and there's snow that falls. That's what it's like.
There's a. Sorry, I got distracted there with your pantomime. Of,
yes.
or not pantomime. See?
My charade.
Your charade of that. But just so you know, Caravan tickets are being sold on Caravan's website as well. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to caravanfarmtheater.com and you can buy your tickets. Mm-hmm. The nice thing is it's all structured so that you can see which shows are sold out, which shows are close to being sold out, how many tickets they have left at each show. So it kind of, it's good for plan out your day. But I just went on there yesterday and I'd say half the shows are sold out.
Yes.
Because certainly all the 6 o'clock shows.
There are families who've been doing it for years. It's part of their tradition. And you know what? It's a great out. You can invite everybody over and bake a bunch of food and sit around and stare at each other. Right. Or I'll play games. I'm not saying that's not fun too. Or you can get everybody all bundled up in their snowsuits, head on out to Caravan, have that great experience, and then go and have a meal somewhere.
Yeah.
On the way home, like boom, bang, done. And guess what? No dishes.
Yeah.
You don't have to make your own, you don't have to create your own theatrics.
In the family dinner theatrics.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. So make sure you catch that. That's a great tradition to get. Today, we're talking about all the Christmas events.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, we're not going to hit all of them.
Like, no.
There's so many things. Like we were just talking about all the music events. Like Shuswap Singers has a couple of concerts. They're called Into the Light. We've got a Dark Nights, White Lights thing going on in the community because it seems like everybody's Christmas concert is all about darkness and light. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the men's choir, the barbershop quartet, like just look for these things.
Oh, they work all year for this. This is their season.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
And you can catch them like they do.
And Christmas recitals and Christmas concerts at school. And
exactly.
Yeah. This is showtime.
It is. Yeah. And so we could have a whole separate show just on
just
the music
about
events.
Music. Yeah.
But it's like you got to go on Facebook. You got to actually hunt some of these out and make sure that you coordinate your calendar to catch them because they're stunning.
Yeah. And whether it's
amazing.
The Kamloops Symphony Orchestra or, you know, that's part of Christmas for a lot of people is taking in music that they don't normally get to hear.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes the Christmas music is like, you know, when you hear a choir sing hallelujah for some reason, it does something to you.
It changes
your vibration.
Absolutely, it
so
does.
So you've got to put yourself in those rooms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But speaking of music.
Yes. Yeah, so Salmon Arm Roots and Blues is going a little bit outside of their Christmas. You know, they don't normally host events.
This is the
summer
thing.
And usually has to be like 40 degrees and really hot.
Yeah.
To catch an act, but they are bringing in a tribute to the blues songs of Christmas on Friday, December 7th at Nexus at First, and It's featuring music from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. And it's a great band called Uncle Wiggily's Hot Shoes Blues Band. Or that, even that alone, say that 10 times, are from Victoria. And they'll be here to help bring in the season. Nice. So that'll be fun. And, yeah. You know, the acoustics at Nexus are really good. So,
yes. Yeah. Actually, you could probably just like camp at the Nexus for the whole Christmas season and catch every awesome concert.
Yeah, it's a huge building. They should rent some rooms upstairs.
Get in the Christmas spirit.
That's right.
Camp at the Nexus.
Exactly.
Maybe we should set up a little, you know, tiny house community right out in their parking
lot.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, you know, like there are a lot of these events. People are going to drive. Mm-hmm. Think about carpooling.
Yes.
Think about giving people a ride. Some people aren't comfortable driving in the dark or in the snow. So make sure you include that in your offer. Not only will I take you to this thing, I will pick you up and drop you off.
Yeah. It's a great idea. Yeah. That's a gift as well.
Yeah. So it's $25, but it sure sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and often those things are it's kind of a multi-layered event, right? You don't just arrive, sit in a chair, listen to music.
No.
There's usually lots of stuff going on. And, it's fun. You get to visit with people. This is something, like we've talked about this before too, even something as simple as a meeting, you know, like Shoes Up Community Foundation has their ACM. You connect with all these different people that you hardly see.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets busy in their little towers. So every opportunity for something like this where they've got an hour, like doors open at 6:30, show is at 7:30. Go at 6:30 because that's your visiting time. Done.
That's when the real fun starts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the calendar.
So we've told you like 25 things and we're still only at December 8th.
9th.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say something that's on December 11th. So that's our, the last Artist Trading Card Trader Tuesday of the year. And the reason I mention this is because this is a once a month opportunity that we do that is just for trading cards, but it's a creative time for any age, any ability, anybody that wants to come out and make stuff. We always have supplies out.
Yeah.
And this, of course, the theme for this one will be the Dark Knight's White Light.
It's like Family Saturdays for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for any age, anybody. And even if you've never done one before, done any artist trading cards before, well, first of all, just Google it because you'll get amazed by how many amazing things people do with all different media.
And it's all over the world, artist trading cards.
Yeah. And it's actually super fun to trade with people from other places. You just do it through the mail when we have mail. Anyway, so December 11th, 3 till 4 is our drop-in little trading thing. Mm-hmm. And then watch for things happening on Thursday nights too, because we have... you know, one of our wonderful employees at the Arts Council is Kate Fagervik, and she is a trained singing bowl practitioner.
Wow.
And so she has offered to do a sound bath on December 6th, Thursday, December 6th, in the gallery. So the sound bath would happen at 6:30, and then people would be able to stay at 7 for a meditation, a half-hour meditation with the singing bowls. Really quite amazing experience if you're interested in. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Like it's
powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so just watch for stuff like that. We actually will just post stuff on Facebook and things when we're having things like that on Thursday nights. But, okay. Getting into the middle of the month here now, the CP holiday train.
CP holiday train.
Yeah. I think one of the nice things about being in BC is that we get the holiday train so much closer to Christmas.
All the way through.
Yeah. Than if you're in Ontario, for instance, right?
An epic band.
Sam Roberts.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
He was the headliner at Roots and Blues 8 years ago.
Yeah. So that is going to be packed downtown.
Yes.
Absolutely packed.
And not just downtown.
Well, all the other places, the Canoe, Sycamores, Notch Hill, Chase. So you could take your pick.
Yeah. Canoe is very, this is like Canoe's coming out party. Like we get so excited about this thing.
Oh.
You wouldn't believe how many little elves are working to make it just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I bet you a lot of people from Salmon Arm go to Canoe for this too, because it's a little bit different environment.
Well, just the way the configuration of the street, it sort of allows for, and there's no fence.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but
I know it's
we're
kind
pretty
of
excited.
Yeah. It's every community has a different feel because of that, because of how the train is positioned.
Yeah. I hear Notch Hill is quite magical too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and any ability to be able to see the train coming from a great distance is awesome.
Yes.
Especially along the lake.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a special event. That's on December 15th.
December 15th. So it's a Saturday.
Yes.
Which means it's not a school night.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like, because usually the morning after the Christmas chain, everybody's been busting their butt all day trying to get everything organized, you know.
Yeah.
And then the next morning you're just, you feel like you were hit by the Christmas chain, you know. There's thousands of people and hot chocolate and food to carry and, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. But no, so Sunday morning you can sleep in.
That's so funny. I feel like you've been hit by the Christmas
chain. You actually do. Like, wait, it hit me. Yeah. So it's a Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. So it's 7:30 in Salmon Arm, so that would mean it's whatever, like 6:30, 6:45. It's always a little bit late, but still, you want to get there early. Same reason, lots of people to visit with. There's always a bonfire. Mm-hmm. Have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
oh, yeah, bonfires.
And park far away.
Road hockey, yeah.
One of the things that always kind of gets me is when people try to park as close as they possibly can, but then when the whole thing's over, everyone's trying to leave at the same time.
No, just be smart about it.
Yeah. So just give yourself 3 or 4 blocks. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Walk.
And bundle up.
Yes.
Yes.
Wear lots of warm clothes.
Yeah.
And that's another thing too, is that you just be okay with bundling up and doing outdoor things. I think that's something about caravan that I think I learned, is that, okay, you're going to be outside for an hour and you're going to be on a sleigh, not moving around. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do?
Layers, people, layers.
Yeah. Yes. It's not the time to try to be fashionable.
No, exactly.
And it's dark.
And now, like, I mean, even warmth technology is so improved. Like,
yeah,
you can get hot shots for your mittens.
Yes.
And you can buy hoodies that have built-in batteries that warm up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like heated clothing.
Right. And socks.
And so, you know, that might seem extreme, but like my husband works outdoors, so he's like totally kitted up. You can get gloves that have battery warmers in them. And you can just wear layers.
Yeah.
Like, be smart about it. There's no reason to be cold.
Yeah.
Except you didn't wear enough layers.
Yeah. And bring a blanket.
Absolutely.
Like, you can just wrap yourself in a blanket.
It's true. Caravan, you always bring blankets because your butt gets cold on the hay.
Yeah, that's right. But even if you're out there waiting for the Sam Roberts band.
In winter. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Then just bring a blanket. Mm-hmm. And doesn't everybody have a car blanket that it doesn't matter if it gets hay on it or
gravel? And for heaven's sakes, put
something.
A hat on.
Oh, I know.
All those years, my mom, put your hat on, your hat on. I'd wear my hat until I knew that she could not see me through the kitchen window anymore. And then I'd take my hat off because I hated wearing hats.
Yeah.
And now I am that mom. Would you put a hat on, for heaven's sakes? Because you lose like 30% of your heat goes right out of the top of your head.
Yeah. So. And cold ears is terrible.
Oh, heavens.
Nobody should have cold ears.
Nobody should have cold ears.
No. So I agree.
There's no excuse. And you know what? If you need a hat.
Oh, there's.
Or mittens.
Yes.
Or a scarf. Or a blanket. Mm-hmm. You need to go to, I think the best thing about Christmas is Christmas bazaars.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love being in a church basement buying hand-knit mittens?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Is there anything better?
I know.
Maybe like the homemade butter tart.
Oh,
and
that's
a cup
good
of
too.
Tea and a proper.
You can usually get those
cup.
All in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tea and bazaars. That's
exactly.
A wonderful.
And I know
way
that grandmothers to
tea.
Grandmothers often have Christmas sales too, where they're selling
all
those woolen things.
Mm-hmm.
So just look for the grandmothers to grandmothers sales. Oh, there's
so
many
there's
opportunities.
Huge at the Saskia Community Center on December 15th is the annual shoe shop Christmas market. There'll be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, and there are sales like that all over the shoe shop, you know, from Blind Bay to Sorrento to you name it, almost every single community. And I have to say, I think the Enderby's Friday Farmers Market is probably leading the way on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's at Splotchy and Center, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a beautiful building already.
Yeah.
And then, that they've got a beautiful array of vendors. And
and whoever was doing their promotional stuff, they have like absolutely beautiful posters. It just really puts you in the mood. Like, I need to go.
Aww,
I need
to
immerse myself in this Christmas bazaar and tea market-ness.
Yeah.
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 And I think, it's just like I said, it's another opportunity to bring a friend, get to know each other a little bit more in the little car ride together, carpooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just do it, man.
Absolutely. And bring a takeaway mug so you don't have to, yes, you know, so bring much waste.
Exactly. Bring your own stuff. It's okay. Yeah. I also want to mention that the Art Gallery will have its Artist Talk and Coffee Break on December 20th.
Oh, wow.
That's like the solstice evening. It's on lovely. A Thursday as well. So we're going to start at 2:00 and do all the dark things, right? Like dark chocolate things mm-hmm. and stuff. But then just kind of keep going. Just going to drink dark chocolate or dark coffee and eat dark chocolate until 7:00. But the artist talk will begin shortly after too.
Yes.
And that's the beautiful thing about that day is hearing from the artists.
Well, what they, their story.
On Thursday.
Yeah, it's all about
December
this,
20th.
These incredible stories we tell each other.
It
so,
is.
Yeah.
It's storytelling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one more storytelling thing. The Nutcracker will be playing on December 23rd. It's the Met opera at the Selmer Classic
Magical.
Theater.
Magical.
Yep. So it starts at 1:00 in the afternoon.
I know. I can't think. I mean, I love Elf the movie, but I love the Nutcracker most of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were little when we lived, when we were little at different times, we lived in
Toronto.
Pretty
much at the same time. Yeah.
And that was like the deal of the year.
Oh, yeah. That was
to go
the
to the
thing
Nutcracker.
To do at Christmas. Yes.
And you have like special.
At O'Keefe Center.
Yes. I went once. Apparently I fell asleep, but I don't remember that part. But I do remember having like the special tights and the special dress and the special shoes,
yes.
right? And then everywhere you would go, you'd bring a boot bag, like a shoe bag.
Yes.
Because you had to wear those awful clunky winter boots.
Yeah.
And then you put your little patent leather shoes on and go and sit and watch. That was magical.
Yes. Yeah. Really yeah. quite a spectacle.
It's like
when
imprinted
you're a little kid,
on my mm-hmm. brain.
When you're a little kid. It's those moments mm-hmm. that just, they stay with you forever. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that we should, you know, like encourage people mm-hmm. to take a kid to one of these events
yes,
that we have here.
You could, and it's from the Met, right? In mm-hmm. in New York. So it's like taking your kid to the Met in New York.
Yeah.
Except you get to do it at the Selmar.
Yeah.
In the cozy seats.
Yeah.
And park in the, no airfare, no expensive hotels.
And you could bring a blanket if
no,
you want.
No, none of that. Yeah, you just bring your blanket and yes.
But it's still like some people dress up.
For sure.
For this
and
opera.
And I don't
so.
Think you can eat popcorn at the Met, but you can at the Selmar.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Okay, I'm totally putting that in my book.
Yeah, okay.
And it's right in my page.
It's
23rd.
Like Sunday, December 23rd at 1:00. So that's like the eve of the eve.
Oh.
And so it's a perfect opportunity just like, okay, now it's time to slow down. Cookies are baked. We got the plan. Presents are all wrapped. Everything's good. Let's go to the opera.
Yes.
Like $20 for a ticket. I think it's a pretty awesome deal.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can also...
Well, considering the alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Considering how much it would cost to go to the other.
Yes.
But also just pointing out, too, that Shugo has tickets for youth.
Yes.
For the opera. Mm-hmm. You can do that, too.
Is
so if you're between 12 and 21.
I'm confused.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
It's a ballet.
It's the
right?
ballet.
It's the ballet. But they
I'm sorry.
Do. It's live
the
from the Met.
Ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always just.
The Bolshoi Ballet.
Yes.
Okay. This is. Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
$10 for youth. Sorry,
put it
$20
on your
for
list.
Adults,
yeah.
$10 for youth, and then only $5 if you're
yes.
a Shugo youth and want to get a ticket in advance.
Yes.
Just saying. And now,
as the art world turns, a dramatic moment in the arts.
Well, you know, it's the season of twinkly lights.
Twinkly lights.
Yes.
And you know what? Okay, can I just share an observation?
Okay.
Okay, so the other, you know, this time of year, it's so, so incredibly dark.
Yes.
And the clearer the sky is, the colder it is, right? Mm-hmm. So you can look up through a tree with no longer has any leaves on it and see the stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's why we have twinkly lights, because it's like mimicking what you see in nature, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all we ever try to do is
yes.
bring nature inside, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so why do they make, and that's what I was trying to figure out, like, why do they make us feel so good, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's the first thing I want to do is, I don't care about anything else. I'm like, when do we put up the lights?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Anyway, research is telling us, in fact, it's confirmed, according to the internet, that people who put up their Christmas decorations earlier are happier. Why do we think that?
Why? That's so interesting. Because, first of all, November is the time when we really notice that the dark nights, right?
Yeah.
Like, we really start to see, when the sun goes down, it's like 4:30.
So it could be the light.
So we're lacking yeah. light. We mm-hmm. seek light.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding ways to integrate fun lights into our lives makes us feel happier.
Yes. And then it's the nostalgia piece,
mm-hmm.
right? So remembering Christmases of past make us feel nostalgic. I mean, not everybody has a happy Christmases, but if you have been that fortunate to have them, you know, it re-evokes that, right? It's just a memory of, mm-hmm. yeah. So it's like they call it a quote anchor or pathway to old childhood magical emotions of excitement, mm. right? And it extends that excitement.
Yeah,
yeah.
We don't have a street in Salmon Arm that's turned itself into a real Candy Cane Lane kind of thing. Although
the main dragon canoe keeps talking about it.
Oh, so, really?
I mean, there's incredible light displays all over the city, but there's a series of them.
Yeah.
In canoe that they're already underway.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So I
just have this rule. I try to hold off till December 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but then I have to be organized because if I hold off till December 1st, sometimes it's December 20th before anything gets
exactly.
actually done.
And then your fingers are cold because you're trying to put your lights up on December 1st. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe put your lights up on November 15th on a sunny day so that you're not so cold. Yeah. Well, but maybe you don't turn them on until December 1st.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with LED technology.
Well, that's what I really wanted to talk
incredible.
About.
It's incredible.
I know. Yeah. We have an opportunity here to do a significant thing for the environment. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like throwing out something old and just buying something new is not a wise thing to do. However, in this case, old Christmas lights use so much power, like so much power. And wintertime, people need power for heating. Mm-hmm. And in fact, because of the natural gas issue, the
pipeline explosion in Prince George. Yeah.
And so everybody's supposed to reduce natural gas.
Yeah.
The emphasis will be on people using electric heat systems. Mm-hmm. And so I would expect, and that I've heard more about this, that things like electric heat pumps will be encouraged more rather than, gas just upgrading heating. Gas furnace.
Well, yeah, because gas furnace, you know, hot water, heat, right? Short military-like showers.
Yeah.
And extra socks, extra blankets, extra sweaters. And wear a toque in the house if you have to.
I know. It's like really, I don't know. We have a lot of blankets on our couch.
Yeah,
it's like
so
there's
we.
One for everybody if we're sitting down there watching Netflix. So anyway, but where was I going
LED
with this?
Lights.
LED lights.
Yes, versus the old.
Yeah.
What are they? Incandescent bulbs or something. Yeah.
And I just think if we're going to be serious about this, reducing our energy needs so that, you know, we don't have to keep producing gigantic, you know, just factories of power. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave it at that. Then these are decisions we have to make.
Yes.
You can recycle old light strings.
Yes.
Christmas light strings at Bill's Bottle Depot. Mm-hmm. They'll take them. And just go and have a look at some of the incredible LED options that there are out there. You can just do so many things.
And they're programmable. And I have one that's tied to a Bluetooth speaker so I can play Christmas music. Aww. and it's timed to the music.
Yeah.
It's so epic.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there's opportunity. Like I know the Innovation Center and the Makerspace people have been working with Arduino processors and LEDs and stuff. So there's people in our community that can help you even create your own system.
Oh my goodness.
But you can just go buy a system too.
For sure.
It's just that the knowledge is there to do amazing, wonderful things. So
absolutely. And then in terms of actual decorations, you know, look at nature. Nature's the best designer. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you can dry some fruit or popcorn or cranberries.
Do you remember the year we talked about the natural Christmas tree?
The what?
The natural Christmas tree. Because you can dry sliced oranges and cinnamon sticks and popcorn and basically decorate your entire tree with stuff that you can then put out afterwards and let birds eat.
Let the birds eat.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Mother Earth needs some big Christmas gifts and the birds get hungry in the winter. So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously people have heirloom ornaments that they like to feature every year, but you know, rather than run out and get like the latest, greatest, designer, Christmas tree that you pop up like an umbrella, you know, just think about, ribbon and
Well, some of the same.
Make it yours.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of the things that are meaningful to you, like maybe they're not even actual Christmas decorations.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like maybe just strings of beads
that
belong to your grandma.
Or little projects your kids worked on.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe you make your own every year out of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But just, make it meaningful.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be bought.
And expensive. See, and we have a lot of Christmas tree people in Salmon Arm think about that too. You know, they have done studies, and the real tree is more environmentally friendly than the the faux tree.
It is. So. The faux tree is a petroleum oil product. Petroleum product. So don't be fooled by saying, well, I'm saving a tree for 10 years. No, actually, trees grow.
Yeah. And they're, it's true, they're messy.
And you're supporting a farmer.
Yes.
That's the important part, right? Yes. This is all part of agriculture. Yeah. Christmas tree farming is still farming.
Absolutely.
So support your local agricultural producer.
Plus it's way funner.
It is to go out and chop down your tree.
Right?
It is sort of fun. You know, we do this every year. It is insane. I don't know why it takes our family like 2 hours to pick a tree.
Well, because you're all
run around. No, this one. No, this one. No, this one. No, this one. It just never stops. Wait a minute. No, we can't decide so soon. We have to go all the way to the other end of the tree farm and look at all of those ones too.
Oh boy.
We're crazy. It's
because you're trying to, like a Christmas tree, is it a rational decision or is it just a gut instinct, right?
I guess, but we're always thinking about, okay.
There's probably an app. You should design an app like Ideal Christmas Tree and enter all the conditions. Must be, right?
Well, this is the thing. Yeah. It depends on the person because if you have all these old heirloom ornaments, like you were saying, you've got a requirement for branches that are stiffer. And
number
so those
of branches,
those, what do you call them? They're cultivated, right? Like they're all trimmed up so that the branches get thicker and they'll hold up those ornaments. But if you don't have a lot of those ornaments, if you like to do your own thing and it's all fairly lightweight, then you can get one of those fluffy ones with long needles and it's fun.
Yeah. I'm sort of a fan of the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
You're going to seek out the one with the bear spot?
I do. Yeah. I'm like you're coming home with us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my,
We've had a few of those and we do a little tree surgery on them.
Oh my goodness.
Cut one branch off the bottom, drill a hole in the trunk and stick it somewhere
else.
That's
so clever. It hadn't even occurred to me you could do that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I remember my dad doing that when I was a teenager. Because you can never, up north, you can never get a full Christmas tree, right?
Well,
we
no,
would just
I guess
go out
not.
And
no.
get them from under the power lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just get something with like 8 branches sticking out in various directions. So if you do a little surgery.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you get a real one, you make sure to water it regularly. And when it's done, get it outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's ways to do it without losing every needle in the place. Mm-hmm. So
I've yet to discover that. But it's all good.
It's a giant plastic bag.
Okay.
And we put it under the tree skirt. So we put it down the floor first and then your tree on your stand and your tree skirt. So your tree skirt hides it.
I see.
And then you just take it out in the bag.
Yes.
Right? Like, so you take all the stuff out off the tree and then you go, pull it up from the bottom.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon when we do it. Then you take it outside in that. You take it out of the bag and you just empty the bag
out of
your needles and put it back in your Christmas box.
Clever.
So you're reusing it every year.
Every year.
But it helps you get the tree from inside your corner to
outside.
Out.
I see.
Yeah. Without losing all
good
of its
advice.
Stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
So there, that was it. Can you believe that? Like in an hour, we probably did 25 and there's more
there's
for everyone
more.
We told you about. There's probably two or three more.
Think about the schools.
Yes.
Almost every school has some kind of Christmas event.
Yes.
The concert and a sale and a, you know, fundraiser, right? So think about using or going to your community school, like whatever school's in your neighborhood and going to their Christmas concert.
Yes.
Everybody's welcome to those.
You or buying their pie or buying a wreath or.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, and same with the churches. Lots of the churches have concerts and all the music instructors in the community have a Christmas recital. There's just so much. You have to seek a little bit.
For sure. And seek, again, I think the most important part is you seek out someone who maybe doesn't get as many occasions to be out and about either because of, you know, eyesight or driving skills or, you know, make sure you reach out to them.
Yeah.
And if they can't come out, go to them.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe there's an opportunity to go skating
at our favorite provider of all cheer all year round.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So what a great opportunity to thank our sponsor, Brad DeMille.
Yes.
DeMille's Farm Market, who is going to be producing Rogers Arena again.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I think that's just another sort of thing to mention too, that your Christmas experience doesn't always have to be in a seat in an audience.
Yeah, it doesn't come.
Or buying butter tarts.
Yeah.
It comes from activity. And going skating outside is another nostalgic kind
of
event.
Or going up skiing at Larch Hills for the, the lantern ski.
Oh, the lantern ski.
Yeah, yeah. But no, and hopefully the weather cooperates and we'll get another Rogers Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also by donation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And lots of things are. Like, mm-hmm. lots of things, I think I'm pretty proud of Sam and Arm in that regard, that we make sure things are accessible.
Yes, absolutely.
Lots of concerts are admission by donation.
Yes.
You just give what you can.
Yeah, and so was Rogers Arena. Mm-hmm. And so, again, a big thank you to DeMills for their ongoing sponsorship. And speaking of Christmas stockings, the Mandarin oranges have arrived.
Grandpa's oranges?
Yes.
Oh, we got to go, like, right after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not missing out. Because last year we only got one bag. And okay. I'm like, oh, I'll go back and get... No, they were gone.
Yes. Yeah.
And not another shipment coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's exciting.
What are they again? Satsuma?
Mandarin.
Oh, they are Mandarins. Yeah. Oh, I thought they were a different one.
Yeah.
Whatever they are, they're fantastic.
They're delicious.
They're noticeably more fantastic than anything else you can get. So, yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for bringing in Grandpa's oranges.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. The Christmas orange.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of the stocking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all part
assuming
of the planning.
You're on the nice list.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. You can still get an orange and then a bunch of coal. Can't you? Like, funny. Isn't that sort of like expected that you get the orange in the toe of the stocking?
Well, no, because it could have been a lump of coal. It's the whole thing. You never know.
Oh, I guess I was always good.
Yes.
Always.
Always.
Because I always had an orange in the bottom of my stocking.
Oh, my goodness. See, look at you. Okay, well, here's to stockings full of oranges and lots of Christmas memories. And
yes.
I'll see you again in another week.
Yes. Have a great week, everyone. Happy Christmas preparations.
Bye for now.